Blog Talk Radio. Wow. Woo, Curtis Harrison right there on Solar Records Radio. And he definitely wants you. He wants to make it all right tonight with you. And so thank you guys so much for tuning in. And it is Tuesday. And we mix it up today here on Solar Records Radio. We don't have Phoenix in today as he had a pre-arrangement. And you know what? And that's all good because we all have things that come up out of the blue. And so we just pray that Phoenix is good and everything is good where he is. And we look forward to him on Thursday as we're going to be chopping it up with him on Thursday and having a good conversation with him. All right, guys, so this is Wardell Pines Jr., your host for today, and I'm so grateful to be here with you. And we will be playing the different types of music that we normally play throughout the week on different shows and stuff. We play different types of music. So for those who are new and first time here with us, welcome. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. As we know, you have many, many, and multiple choices, and so we're glad that you came to hang out with us a little bit today here, Solar Records Radio. And we're going to, like I said, do what we do. And then we're going to do our best to be our best as we normally do. I will trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. Psalms 13:5-6. I just want to remind everyone that this is a Christian-based station, and we love on the Lord here because he loves on us. And so we're so grateful for that. So anyway, guys, music, we just try to have a good time. We enjoy it because it makes us feel good, it makes us happy, and it doesn't hurt anyone, right? And so that's what the music part is about. But we always want to make sure that we're, you know, trying to do the right thing, to be a blessing to the community, be a blessing to our brothers and sisters around the world, and be a blessing to our families, right? As we get older, we should do better, right? We should do better, right? When we know the truth, we should do better, right? When we know better, we should do better. And so that's what we strive on here, in trying to be the best that we can be. All the time, and we're so grateful for each other because we kind of encourage each other. And it's really important that we mature adults, because all adults are mature, right? But that mature adults really push the envelope to be a blessing and help one another and help those that don't even, you know, understand right now that they've got caught up in something that's a little heavy, a little deep, like maybe drugs or alcohol or whatever. And it's kind of like takes us off the path of righteousness. It takes us away from what we should be doing for ourselves and for our family and for our neighbors. Love thy neighbor as thyself, you know. See, the reason why these things are so important is because it really blesses you at the end of the day, because if something goes wrong at your household, if you've been loving on your neighbor that way, your neighbor will love you that way. So we teach people how to treat us, and we teach people how we want to be treated, right? And so that's why it's important to, you know, to follow Scripture, because Scripture is basically there to be a blessing to us and to teach us how to conduct ourselves in life, in this world, right? Because obviously this is not it. This is just part of the journey. And so in this journey, we need to do what's best for us so that we can succeed and get to the other part of the journey that God has planned for all of us. And we all will take this journey, whether we want to or not. And it's not about the journey as much as it is how we handle going through this journey. And so some of us don't take it so serious, and some of us take it very serious. And so splitting the difference is good too. I believe in moderation. I think moderation is a beautiful place, because, you know, it don't mean that you're on the fence. It just means that you know, I'm not an extremist one way or the other. I'm just trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to find the right place. That's why I'm apolitical. I don't do politics because it's too extreme one way or the other, and everybody's hating on each other. And that has nothing to do with love, has nothing to do with God. It only has to do with man and what man wants in power. And so, but anyway, I do want to get to the music. I want to have a good time, and I want to be a blessing to you. And here we go. We're trying to get going here, right? We're trying to, this yesterday was Monday, and it was like, back to work, gloomy Monday, right? I used to have a show called Bluesy Tuesdays. I used to play blues on Tuesdays. You guys like the blues? Y'all like the blues? Cool. The blues is really good. It's just something about the blues that is really a wonderful way of just hearing what's going on from other people's perspectives, and what we realize in the blues is that we're not alone in our bluesy times of our life, that others struggle just like we do. And so it's not just you that's going through, a whole lot of us are going through the same thing, right? And so the blues has a way of just kind of like helping you to relax in this uncomfortable state of mind where you're feeling a little bluesy, a little down, like, why did you take advantage of me? Why didn't you come home? What's wrong with you? This is a blues can be dark, right? It can be like, whoa, man, why didn't you come home? Man, it's time for divorce or something, right? Like, oh, this is over with. You ain't coming home. We ain't got nothing going on here. But everything, you know, there's situations where those kind of things are justified. Hey, they asked me if I would work another shift, and I didn't want to call you too early. I didn't want to call you in the middle of the night when they asked me at 2 o'clock in the morning, can I do another shift? I figured you would see I'm not there, and everything would be cool. And you would call me, and then I would tell you what's going on. I hope you trust me. See, that's the whole thing about being in a relationship. Trust. You got to trust each other so that when something like that does happen, you're more worried your mate is okay as opposed to worried that your mate is out cheating on you. See, that's a big difference. They both feel like what they feel, right? They both feel uncomfortable, but you're not really worried so much about somebody taking your place. Yeah, that one right there is hard to give up. That one, like, you know, what did I do wrong? Or why isn't he or she satisfied with, you know, what they have? Why do they have to be greedy? You know, those are dark thoughts, and usually the answers are pretty dark as well. But if you're just worried about someone, we do that all the time, right? We worry about our kids, worry about, you know, our parents, and we worry about each other. So worrying is a normal worry. It's not a bad worry. But when it's a worry like somebody's cheating on you, oh, man. We're talking about going to a whole nother level, and it can really bring out the worst in you when you think someone's cheating on you. It can really bring out the dark side, and how we deal with that is truly up to us, and that's why it's important that we remember the scriptures, that we could, when we get so upset that we could quote scriptures, I will trust you. I will trust you. I will trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. Psalms 13:5-6. See, these things we need to get inside of us so that we could calm ourselves down and know that God is in control. Right? So anyway, thank you guys so much for just listening, hanging out. So let's get going. We're going to mix it up. You're going to hear all different genres of music and stuff today, and we're going to have a good time. This is Wardell Potts Jr. again, and much love to you guys. Hey, much love to Greg and Astrid. They both have gotten better. God is good and blessed them. Greg and Astrid, associate producers for Solar Records Radio. We're always looking out for each other. They are our neighbors, and we love on them as if they were us, our family. And so, guys, here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is a great song. And so come on, hang out, and we're going to get going. God bless you, and thanks again for tuning in to Solar.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Thinking about the way that it feels inside.
feel the sunshine, it's alright. If you wanna get in closer, it's alright. You can step inside and get lost in my mind.
Don't run, just stay away. You might never, ever come down. It took too long to get this high on the ground. Don't run, just stay a while.
Oh, yeah, guys, I'm having a good time over here in the studio by myself. Man, oh, man, I just love that groove. It reminds me of, that melody reminds me of when I was younger. We used to, the stuff, the little chants and the little things we used to sing when we were kids. Man, ooh, ah. Oh, man, Anderson. I love it, man. I love Anderson Paak. I love the his grooves. I love his ideas, his thoughts, and I love his completion. I love how he finishes. Anderson Paak is a bad brother right there, right? Come on, let's give it up. Let's give it up. All right, man. And so anyway, we got to keep this music going. I'm gonna slow it down just a tad because, you know, I've been kind of hitting you guys a little bit. But we, like I said, we're mixing it up, all different types of music. Much love. And Greg, I see you there, brother, you're in the house. Much love, Greg. And much love to Phil as well. And guys, we're going to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio. Thanks for tuning in and being a part. Let's just have a good time on Solar.
Possession, I would sit there from the garden to the mine.
down, baby, and let me rap to you for a second. You see, I know you have it hard sometimes, but when you feel like you need me, or you can call me, you see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much, oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby.
Me, I ain't letting go, this grip is too tight. don't feel like it used to. This city 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 don't feel like it used to.
Alrighty, and we're back. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts.
And we're back. We're back.
And we're back. We're back in the house. And so, wait a minute. Am I hearing myself? I'm hearing other vocals. Okay, let me just turn that other speaker down. Anyway, how's it going, Mr. Fleming?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good, too, man. Blessed and highly favored. And I just want to thank you for last night. That show was fun. I had a really good time.
Man, I appreciate you hanging out with me, man. You hung out the whole show with me. You got a chance to do a couple of blocks with me. I really appreciate that. And I want to make a correction. Is it okay to make a quick correction?
Yeah.
For yesterday, of course, Old School Monday, every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., I did a version, Dynasty, of course, Dynasty from their second Adventure album. I'm telling Wardell all of his history, but anyway, from 1981, they did the album, the second Adventure. They have a song called Here I Am. What I did was people forgot that Midnight Star did their version of Here I Am. Sounds pretty similar. We were talking about it yesterday on the show. I want to make a quick correction.
That's the whole way. Let me just clear it up. Let me just clear it up a little bit so people understand. Now,
okay.
Here I Am is a song that was on Dynasty's record, the Second Adventures album, but it was written by Midnight Star. They wrote it.
Okay.
And we heard it and said, yes, we would like to have it. Well, Leon talked to them and they played it for Leon. He said, yes, we won it. So we did it. But they were a part of the recording. They were a part of the recording because it was already laid out. So go ahead.
Mm. Okay. Midnight Star's version was never released as a single or on that album, Standing Together in 81. They re-released it and remastered it on the CD version, in 2010. Here I Am, their version of Here I Am, was considered, was added as a bonus track in 2010. So, which was, of course, recorded in 1981, wasn't released on that album per se, just released on their remastered CD version in 2010. So I wanted to make that correction. It was never released as a single or on the Standing Together album from 1981. So I just wanted to go ahead and Anna. But Dynasty's version is the version that was out. So
So listen, we got to say. I mean, if we're going to bring it up again, we got to say everything that was. Well, at least the points hit the points of what was said. I said yesterday, when Don was asking me how did I feel about, you know, their version and our version, you know, and I was like, well, you know, to me, it just the politics in it felt a little funny, I gave Don an analogy and he liked it, so he said, say it again. so I got to try to remember because I did say it twice last night on Don's show, but it was basically it's like you know you with someone. And then you break up with them, right? You break up with them, whether it's a girl or a guy, you know, and you break up with them and they go and they're with someone else. They find someone else. And so this someone else is happy to have this person that you released, right? And so, and then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, I want them back. Like, no, it's ours. No, that's mine. You can't, you know, and it's, and I just thought, you know, it's just so unfair. It's like crying over spilled milk. It's too late. It's done. It's done. You know, so Dynasty did the song. And then when Don told me a different date, too, he said it was like a lot earlier than what he's saying it was now that they put it out. And I was like, why? I didn't understand why they would do that. But now I see because Don cleared it up and, you know, said what they. So is it more like a discography on their part, you think?
I guess, you know, like I said, you know, when. It's kind of like when Michael Jackson, of course, Michael Jackson passed away. He's no longer with us. Rest in peace. You know, when 25 years, 30 years after Thriller, they would release all of these unreleased remastered versions like Acapella, Lady in My Life or something like that. That's what they added on these remastered CDs or vinyls or things like that that goes out years later. And I guess Midnight Star did that for their remastered album in 2010 of Standing Together. So again, I didn't want to feel like, you know, I was causing this unnecessary friction as far as, and I know it's not coming from you. I'm just saying for all the listeners out there, I didn't want to be like, oh, let's see which one's better. Oh, Midnight Star is better. No, Dynasty's better. No. I was saying yesterday on the show yesterday that they were both fairly similar, and you know, but you can kind of tell the distinctive voices of Melvin Gentry and Kevin Spencer.
Right,
so,
right.
But again, my intention wasn't to try to make this some type of rivalry or anything like that. I love those versions. I didn't know that Midnight Star actually recorded that version on the Standing Together album, well, for the Standing Together album in 1981, but they just didn't release it on that album. They released it on their remastered in 2010 of Standing Together. So
right.
I just wanted to make that quick correction. But again, both songs are beautiful. But I mean, you kind of go back, yes, Midnight Star wrote it, and, you know, they ended up giving it to Leon. Leon gave it to Dynasty, so technically it is Dynasty. Dynasty is the original version or whatever, but again, they recorded it. I guess scratched vocals and, you know, laid some tracks down and whatever, and just released it on a remastered version 20, 25, 30 years later. Well, yeah, 29 years, 1981, 2010. Yeah, 29 years later. So, again, I think that it's beautiful to kind of understand, you know, that it wasn't about, to me, how I felt with Solar. It wasn't about just being just flat out competitive or whatever. I think everyone's had the friendly competitive nature of saying, well, I want to go on the charts. I'm going to go on this chart. The Whispers are, I'm going to be on this chart. Midnight Star, I'm going to go on number five on this chart, you know, or whatever. So I get that part. But
right.
As far as making something, you know, personal or having any animosity, that wasn't the point at all. So, right. And people who know me, that's not my nature.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was right there with you, and I didn't feel that at all. So I'm just, you know, so I hope, hopefully that makes you feel more at ease. I'm quite sure that the listeners didn't feel that either, but just, it's nice to just clear things up just in case, because you never know, right? You just never know who may, you know, feel what they feel or think what they think. So what a blessing it is to be able to, for me at least, to be able to have you compare one group to another, you know, have comparing us with Midnight Star, because they were amazing. And so for me, it's a gift, and it was a great song that they gave us, and so I'm very grateful, and I know the group Dynasty is very grateful. And Dynasty, I mean, we're still on the charts, guys. We're on the charts at the, how many years? It's been 33 years since we put anything out, so we're on the charts, and I'm just so excited, and so thanks for playing our song yesterday, also Don Fleming. We appreciate you, and thanks to all the people that buy our record. If you want to, if you haven't bought Dynasty's new record, you could go to AustinBoogieCrew.com, Austin like the word Austin, Texas, AustinBoogieCrew.com. Right. And go ahead on and get our new record, Dynasty. It says Dynasty, and it's called, the single is called Still in Love, but it's a double single, so you can get the A side and the B side. So, I think you're going to like it, and we appreciate the love and support.
All right, man. So let's get back to some music. We got about an hour, 8 minutes left of the show again. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us, man. I'm going to do that double play in this block, but I want to start it off. I want to give you some something from 2016. This is music from Bibio featuring an artist by the name of Olivier Saint-Louis. It's a beautiful song. Very, very throwback. It's called Why So Serious. You guys, we're mixing it up. Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Thank you.
I had to jump in for a quick second, man. That is that's Midnight Star's version of Here I Am, Wardell. I just wanted to, just in case you didn't, the mixer, you know.
Yeah, I already posted it. I already posted it, so you know I know.
No, I was, you know, it's beautiful to get your wisdom as far as what you were saying last night as far as the comparisons. I want you to do Dynasty. I want you to introduce Dynasty's version next and set it up and all of that. But man, can you talk a little bit about the similarities in your opinion of the song, the pitch, all of that stuff?
Okay, so with that question being asked, I'm going to read the listener's thoughts, and then I'm going to respond to that. So they said,
okay,
why did Leon Silvers see the song more for Dynasty than a Midnight Star song? So, So this is the thing. Dynasty was in the process of doing Dynasty's record. We were recording our record. And so So Midnight Star was just rewriting. And so they wrote that song and for us. And I mean, they wrote the song and shared it with Leon. And Leon says, yeah, we'd love to have for Dynasty if that's cool. And so they were like, yeah, that'd be great. So it worked out that way. Not necessarily did Leon see it better for Dynasty than Midnight Star, because they, to me, virtually sound the same, except for the timbres in the voices. If you're not, you got to really be into the tones of the singers to be able to tell the difference. If you're just out of the club and just having a good time, you probably wouldn't notice the difference.
That's the
right?
Same song.
Yeah, it's the same song. They're playing it back to back. They must like it. You know, and so it's that's what that's all about. And I think that, you know, and I think that Midnight Star sound exactly like Dynasty, and Dynasty sound exactly like Midnight Star on that song. So there's some songs that Midnight Star has that I would love for Dynasty to redo, because they were really good. But anyway, in the meantime, we were blessed to get that song from Midnight Star. And so that's as far as what I feel, I mean, like I said, I feel very, very blessed, and I'm happy that we were able to get that song from them, because it's a fun song to perform, and the audience loves it, and it's just something that, you know, it's uplifting. It comes at you right away, right from the beginning to the end. It is driving, and so great song, guys.
Hey, it's all good. Do the honors, man. It's your world.
Oh, wait, I'm not even in the system now. So you
got
to do it.
Oh, well, I got you.
Yeah, I just walked away from the computer.
You always walk, just walking away.
Hey, I walk and talk. I walk and talk.
But no,
okay,
man.
Okay, real quick while you're doing that, I'm going to just answer another question. Anyway, ask
me. Oh, go ahead.
Were there any other songs that bounced around from the group, from one group to another at Solar? So, that's a good question, because I don't know the answer. But I can find out, because I think it's a very good question. Because everything that we did, Dynasty did, we never re-recorded. So all the stuff that you hear on Shalimar's albums, that's Dynasty. We didn't re-record any of those songs. And the stuff that you hear on the Whispers, all the up-tempo stuff, that's Dynasty. We haven't redone that. The stuff on Carrie Lucas, that's Dynasty. We haven't redone that. I don't think any of the other groups have done that either, because everybody was really out to do, to be different, to be, who they were, and not trying to be, you know, what someone else was. And so we were all individuals with individual sounds, and that's the blessing. I don't know how Dick Griffey did it, but, you know, for, you know, to get so have so many groups with hit records like that. That's amazing. Motown did that as well, and they did it well. And I believe it all stems from the music. You know, it was just a sound that people just loved, that Motown sound. They loved that solar sound. And so it didn't matter who the artist was. They just loved the sound that was coming out of, you know, from the music. So thanks for the question.
Any more?
Nope. No, I don't have any more questions yet.
Well,
here we go.
It's only fair. There you go. It's only fair. From the second adventure, of course, this is Dynasty. You guys, keep it locked. Mixing it up. Solar Records Radio.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I gotta come back in for a second. I gotta come back in. And I'm gonna ask a dumb question, Wardell, if it's okay. That guitar riff at the end, who is that?
Okay. Alright, I have to switch headphones. I believe it sounds like Richard Randolph.
That's what I thought. I just didn't want to just bust out the name.
Yeah, you was out there. It just sounds like Richard.
But man, I love that guitar. That's the difference between that one and Midnight Star. That guitar riff at the end was amazing. Yeah. So again, rest in peace to Richard Randolph.
Yeah.
Good grief, that was nice. That was beautiful, man. We got about another 48 minutes left to the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us on Tuesday. We are mixing it up. You know, we're playing a little bit more soul and R&B right now. We're going to mix it up, like I said, as I promised. Wardell's got his little pop stash, so you got...
Did you hear
you
that?
Got,
he's such a punk. I got a pop stash. Man, I
got
some
your
funky
pop stash.
He's trying to, like, hit me under below the belt, guys. Quietly.
Oh, no.
Not me. Yeah, my pop stash.
Not me.
I tell you, y'all got to listen to every word that comes out of his mouth. Don't let it just slip by.
See, that he makes it seem like it's just shade. No, no, not at all. No, you have a more, you're a little bit more versatile in more of the pop genre as far as, like, the new stuff out now. Me, I'm not. I'm not so much. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, listen, I did get something else, and from the listeners, and it said, you know, it would really been nice if Solar would have did like a We Are the World kind of, a song to tribute to the world from Solar. And I was thinking, you know, it's still not too late for that. The Whispers and those guys and Lakeside and Shalimar and Dynasty is still around. I mean, and I know that Collage, Midnight Star is still around. Doing their thing. Climax is still around. And I think that if we all were in the room together, Babyface and all of us, for the Solar salute, that's when we should have recorded. We should have brought the microphone.
I know.
Yeah, we should have recorded it then, because getting everybody together is the problem. And so, but yeah, I think that would be awesome. It's just that we have to get the right person, or the right people involved from the top down, you know, you know, be able to bring everybody together without any drama or, you know, just it's more of a respect thing, like you respect when, you know, who's running the show kind of thing, and that'll bring you there, you know. So I think if Babyface was to do it, I think he, you know, there was no drama with him. If he was to try to pull everybody together, it, you know, people will try to come out of respect for him and his accomplishments. And Leon could do that too, also to a degree. But even on the higher side of it, like the record company that's going to distribute the record, you know, so you want to have someone up there. Like L.A., he was an executor over there and at CBS. And so, you know, to have somebody like him be in at the top and bringing the producers in, whoever he would bring in, Leon or Babyface, to produce the song, it would be great. So, but thank you for your thoughts and stuff. And we appreciate that.
Before you go into the block, I got a disco song that I want to start off with, and you got the rest because I'm hungry and I'm joking. He always teases me. No, he's always teases me like you always want to eat something. And,
always.
You know, but no.
Tell me about last night. What happened? Good gracious! He had to eat before the show.
I mean,
he had to eat in the middle of the show. Then he had to eat at the end of the show.
Wow!
It's only a two-hour block.
Good grief. That's messed up.
And then he said, well, the truth of the matter is I don't eat that much.
Ah, no! Oh, Now, see, you're talking about I make digs at you. Now you're making dig. Now you're making a dig at me.
Well, you know what? You back. Greg told me to say.
You know what? Forget it. No, we're not even gonna go there. You know, we're gonna go ahead and start this. We're gonna start this block off right. We're gonna get back into some music. I will take you back to 1979. Actually, I'm gonna take you back to 1979. I'm sorry, you got me so messed up. Maybe you picked the wrong song.
Yo, but you picked the wrong song too. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, I picked the wrong song. No. I got it. I'm good.
Can you post it?
I'm posting it right now. Yeah, okay. I'm posting it now.
All right.
Let's take you back to 1979. Give you some disco from Stephanie Mills. This is called Put Your Body in It. You guys keep it locked. We're mixing it up. Right. Solar Records Radio.
Solar.
Up
good, Tony. Oh my good, out of the UK. Just I just love that song. I love him, Tony Montrell. He's a great artist, great. Montrell, I'm sorry. And out of the UK, what a bad boy. And I get to see him travel around and do his thing, and hopefully we'll get him back on here. I keep saying that too. It's just I need to chase him. I need to chase him down, trap him, and get him to get on the show, because we did do it once, and the reception was so bad from where he was calling from. And so when I catch up with him, I'll let you guys know. You're going to enjoy him, because he is as happy as his music is. He's just it's almost like you can tell he senses that he's been blessed and stuff. And so we're just really excited about that. And so I want to keep some music going. My partner come back, and then we're going to chop it up again. We've got a couple of things to talk about. So we got about another 29 minutes on the show. And thank you again. Tomorrow, Indie Jazz on Solar Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Wardell Potts and Don Fleming. Come hang out with us. And don't forget, it's Hump Day, so we're just going to, like, be chilling. It's like, oh, wait a minute. We started out the week running. Now it's Hump Day. We're going to relax. We're going to have some good music, good food, and good company, I hope. And if you don't have anybody there with you, and I don't have anybody here with me, then we can keep each other company, right? Because in the studio, it's lonely. I got a bunch of computers looking at me. That's about it. They keep me warm. You know, it's cold outside. Man, winter is here. It is here. Hopefully not to stay. But man, when it comes, it lets you know. It's almost like a violation. It's so cold. I'm like, what's wrong? I don't even want to go outside. You know, and but anyway, I got to get out there, feed those animals. You know, they waiting. So here we go, guys. I want to play this. I'm going to throw you back a little bit here. This is 1969. Woo, man, I'm taking you all way back. But check it out on Solar Records Radio. This is the Dells.
Now I'm You can take it from me.
Buddy Joey on lead vocals and the song that I wrote, and yeah, I love that song. I Can't Help It. And Greg, can you post something for us on that one, please? Thank you so much. If you can make it easy on yourself, and hopefully you have it in your saved. But it's just a great song to me, and I'm so proud of it. And I want to put it out, all the way out, not like, you know, just kind of, yeah, I'm going to, it needs some love. And I was reading something from Greg. He was telling me he's in the UK, and, you know, they haven't had a album on the charts for more than 3 weeks since 2016, you know, and I said, that's crazy. I said, why do you think that? And he said, well, you know, everybody's independent, and nobody's, encouraging. I mean, let me see. He says, well, first of all, I said it was technology, but independence with no organization behind them to encourage and invest. Exactly. I mean, everybody is on their own, including Dynasty. I mean, we pay promoters to put our song on, to get our song on the charts overseas, and you know, out of our own pockets, not from a record company, but out of our own pockets. And and we appreciate the record company, they're doing a great job too, but we want to make sure that we are on the charts, and it would be nice to sit on the top of the charts for a while. And but yeah, it's times have changed, and people, you know, with their cell phones and their iPads and everything, they don't buy stuff. They just listen. They don't have to. Why do they have to buy it, right? Except for those that are really supportive, you know, to the artists, and they want to. It's almost like people when they go to church, some people put money in the offering and some don't, you know. And so the people that put in an offering, they just want to support the kingdom of God. And the people that don't are usually the people, either they don't have the money, and, you know, nobody can blame them for that, or they just believe, you know, that all the bad rumors about, well, the church, what are they going to do with it? They don't need it. I need it, you know. And so it's the same thing that happens in the music industry. I mean, you know, but, the, you know, one of the things about the UK is that they support our artists so well that so many of our pop and R&B artists move overseas because they have an appreciation for it. Like we here in the United States have an appreciation for country music. And so a country artist can perform no matter how old. They could be rolled out in a wheelchair, you know. What's his name? What's his name that passed away, the guitar player?
Oh, you're talking about, I know, what, Eddie Van Halen?
No, Glenn Campbell, his daughter was on the stage with him so that he can, you know, just to support him because he had dementia. Alzheimer's, and he couldn't hardly remember anything. And he got up on that stage, and the crowd was there. See, they loved him despite his condition. It's not about what you're doing now. It's about what you did already. And so that's what, you know, I think we have to remember. That's so important about what you did that made me fall in love with you, that made me a fan of yours, that made me want to enjoy your music and support you and buy your records and have them on my walls and packed away because of what you did, not because of what you're doing today, because all things change, people change, and even technology changes and things, you know, just can't stay the same, and it won't stay the same. So that's kind of a sad statistic when you think about there hasn't been since that hasn't happened in terms of the record being number one for more than a week since 2016. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. So, you know, I did see 2 weeks on the soul charts last week. I did see a single on for 2 weeks, and I can't think of who the artist is, but I'm going to copy it and paste it and send it. But for the most part, that doesn't happen anymore. I mean, statistically, he's right. It is just ugly out there, and we don't get the love and support. When I say we, I'm talking anybody that's doing something that's worthwhile, and, you know, but especially in the industry, music industry, we are just suffering. And it's a sad, sad reality, because what happens is that those people that were able to give you great quality music, if they're not doing it anymore, you know, we all suffer, you know, because they got to make a living, and that's how they were making a living. So, Don, your thoughts?
Hey, this would be a long topic for me, so you don't want to get me started on this. But but let me say this. Let me say this. I think the grooming, I guess, when people talk about major labels and the you know, you always hear like the negative, and it's justified to some certain extent. But one of the things, if you can say something positive or say something, you know, endearing about a record label is a major label, is the fact that they groomed yes. you. They had the accessibility you know, to getting you on those charts, and they groomed you and they polished you, you know, to be the artist that you are, at least just enhance what your creativity, you know, enhance your creativity through a mainstream, more of a mainstream function. So that's one of the good things about that. And you don't have that aspect anymore. You don't have, you know, the artists, even from this standpoint, even artists back in the day, you know, they always say, well, I grew up in the church. You don't really hear that, you know, from those artists. So that structure, that gospel structure, you know, that goes back to hymns and things and messages to slaves, and, you know, I can go all the way back there. A lot of that hasn't been resonated because technology has kind of just petered that out in a way. So for those who are just true traditionalists, and I don't mean just conservative, a conservative mindset, I just think even when you were talking about these record players with USBs now. I mean, they have something old, but it's adapted. It's adapted with the time. I think there are still traits that we can still hold on to, but give a certain adaptation to it as far as to fit in the times today. You don't really see that, and major labels really want to. Well, there's not really any major labels anymore because, like you just said, I mean, you have YouTube, you have Spotify, you have all of these, you know, the ringtones. I'm saying ringtones like it's 2008. But, you know, you have that the technology that kind of flusters those things out, those traditional things out. And it's not even about trying to adapt. You know, now it's just like, you know, this is what This is what we are. Boom. Here you go.
But this is it. Just make no mistake where you are. This is it. And so I appreciate that. And maybe we can have a long discussion about this one day. I'll bring, so I think I should bring a panel of guys on, and we can chop it up, man. I know that that would be a blessing for you. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot to say in that. So, but yeah, so thank you for sharing that. And thanks for Greg. You're the one that came up with that. He's over there in the UK. And I guess it is kind of frustrating, especially for those guys who we were just talking about. They very much love the people that created that music. They have so much respect for those people, and to watch them not be able to make a living anymore the way they used to by doing it, it's got to be frustrating. You know, it's obviously frustrating for the artists, but, you know, for the people that love them and support them, it's just frustrating as well. So, yeah, man, if that's the way love goes. But anyway, anything else on your heart, man, on your mind?
No, I mean, we got about 7 minutes left. So, just enjoying the moment. Again, every Tuesday from, 3 to 5, 3 to 4, it's about, you know, we had Phoenix here. It's about This Is It, you know, talking whatever topical issues or things that's on your mind. And then from 4 to 5, you know, it's music. Mix it up every Tuesday.
There you go. Hey. Sounds good. Well, you know, I've just posted the unit that Don was talking about, my turntable, and it has a USB on it. It has a CD player on it. Now, this is a record player. It has a CD player on it. It has a cassette player on it. It has, so that's three different things right there. And it has the ins and the outs and all the extra stuff. And I'm just like blown away this is a little on the, I need to clean it up a little bit. But anyway, so I just zoomed in and go, whoa, what is all that crap? So, but anyway, I want to, you know, so you guys could see what Don was just talking about with that. You know, this, all that stuff on there. But I want to thank you guys again for tuning in today. We really appreciate you. And tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be back on with Indie Jazz Day. So, all I think about is food. What's wrong with me? I say on Indie Jazz Day, I think about like some really like a salad or something, or, you know, something really healthy. And, you know, just good music and a good company. I'm vegetables is what really comes to mind for some reason. Jazz and vegetables never was a thing for me, but now as we've gotten older, transitioned from, you know, maybe it was red wine or something. Now I'm into the food, man. I like healthy foods, you know. So with garlic and all that stuff that everybody is like, oh, garlic, I can't stand the way it smells. But it's so good for you. It is a natural antibiotic. It's a wonderful, wonderful food. And so, but anyway, guys, we're up and out of here. And thank you so much for blessing us. And we hope you enjoyed yourself today with Don and myself. And thanks to Greg. Thank you so much for your amazing flyer. I already got compliments from the flyer before the show started. So thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it. God bless you. And I know Astra's out with her family. Enjoy your family, sweetheart. And you guys all have a blessed and wonderful rest of your day. And we'll catch you later on Solar Records Radio. We're up and out of here, Don.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right. See you later.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Tell me, are you here alone? Jump on the walls, and I'm already there.
say yes, and the rest of our life will be so good.